Zephaniah chapter 3. Woe to the rebellious and polluted and oppressing city. It did not listen to the voice. It did not accept correction. It did not trust in the Lord. It did not draw near to its God. Its officials in its society are roaring lions. Its judges are evening wolves. They leave nothing to gnaw in the morning. Its prophets are acting recklessly. They are treacherous men. Its priests have profaned the holy place. They have done violence to the law. But the righteous Lord is in its midst. He does not act iniquitously. Each morning he gives his judgment as a light. It is not lacking. But the unjust knows no shame. I have cut off nations. Their cornerstones have been made desolate. I have laid their streets waste, so that there is no one passing by. Their cities have been made desolate, so that there is no man, no inhabitant in them. I said, surely you will fear me and take correction, and its dwelling will not be cut off, considering every way in which I had visited it. But truly they rose early and caused ruin in all their works. Therefore wait for me, says the Lord, wait for the day of me rising for the raid. For my judgment is to gather nations, for me to collect kingdoms, to pour out over them my indignation, all the fury of my anger, for in the fire of my jealousy all the earth will be consumed. For then I will bring change to the people, a pure lip, that they may all call on the name of the Lord, to serve him standing shoulder to shoulder. Beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, those who entreat me, she who is in my diaspora, will bring my offering. On that day you will not be ashamed of any of your works with which you transgressed against me, for then I will have removed from your midst those rejoicing in your pride, and you will no longer be haughty on my holy mountain. And I will leave in your midst an afflicted and poor people, and they will trust in the name of the Lord. The remnant of Israel will not commit iniquity, and will not speak lies. And there will not be found in their mouth a deceitful tongue, for they will pasture and lie down. And there will be no one to make them afraid. Sing for joy, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, Israel. Be glad and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has removed your enemy. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst, and you will fear evil no more. On that day it will be said to Jerusalem, do not fear, and to Zion, don't let your hands droop. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will be quiet in his love. He will exult over you with singing. I will gather those grieved by the cessation of the festival. They were your inhabitants. The burden upon her was a reproach. I will deal with all your oppressors at that time, and I will save her who is limping. I will gather her who has been cast out, and I will make them a recipient of praise and renown in all the land where their shame was. At that time I will bring you home, at the time when I gather you, for I will give you renown and praise among all the various peoples of the earth, when I reverse your captivity in front of your eyes, says the Lord.